barriers of attachment to one necessary system, not missionaries, travellers, agents of various business firms, or personal services. As the cost of investments has not yet reached them, they decorate the outside of their lives with photos of gory feathers or forest birds. For the Holy Inquisition, thus speaking, it performs the most solemn religious service, a high mass for saying. When criminals are executed, priests always officiate molesting the delinquents in their presence. In Prussia, the unfortunate victim was led to the block by a pastor, in Austria to the gallows by a Catholic priest, in France to the guillotine, in America to the electric chair by a clergyman, and in Spain to a chair where he was strangled by an ingenious guard. In Russia, the revolutionary was taken off by a bearded orthodox priest, etc. Else, for everyone on these occasions, they used to march about with a crucified Christ figure, as if to say, they're only cutting your head off, they're only hanging you, strangling you, putting 15,000 bolts into you, but think what that chap there had to go through. The great shambles of the World War did not take place without the blessings of the priests. Chaplains of all armies prayed and celebrated drumhead masses for victory from the side of the Red Bayet. When mutineers were executed, the priest appeared. The priest would also be seen at the execution of Czech regiments. Nothing has changed from the time when Robert Wojtek, whom they nicknamed the saint, operated with a sword in one hand and a cross in the other, murdering and exterminating the Baltic Slavs. Throughout all Europe, people went to the slaughter like cattle, driven there not only by butcher emperors, kings and other potentates in general, but also by priests of all confessions, who blessed them and learned them, made them perjure themselves that they would destroy the enemy on land, in the air, on the sea, etc. Drumhead masses were generally celebrated twice, once when a detachment left at the front, and once more at the front on the eve of some drum masses in a garden. I remember that once when a drumhead mass was being celebrated, an enemy airplane dropped a bomb on us and hit the open field altar. There was nothing left of the chapel except the blood-stained rags. After we wrote about this in Martha, for our own brain to spend some kind of glorious chapel on the other side. We had a great deal of fun after this, and on the provision of props at the spot where they buried the remains of the chapel, there appeared overnight the second one. What may hit us and what may you, he always said to join the saints. Well, now you've put it at home mass, the way you stood up on those names. Trade grew a splendid plot which eclipsed the walls of old Seabrook. The pirates were greatly incensed by the plot of what Mark Bowman was at the time of the chapel. Here today, she learned to make such a marvelous thing as a pirate. Years ago, I was a wandering apprentice of the cuts of trade. I learned that the Roman king of the Portian sailors used to say that God must be so strong that if anyone fell into the sea, he would swim across the whole English Channel. After a week, the world would drown in the problem. After a god like this, you may be able to see it with marvelous stars in the past. I can only say a few farewell words first. The drumhead mass is not such a comment as upon the mass of the garrison goal of the British first class. We have to have a wits ago. We have a field goal. Jesus and Mary Schneider, the bride of the Lord's Good bloody idiots. Do you know where I used to keep that bloody thing?